There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the certified firearms at the highest level.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Coming in November. And on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival. November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West shooting range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And good morning to you on this, our second day of our inaugural week on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Glenn Pav, your host. I am the president and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network. And to say this has been an interesting year is clearly understated, to be obvious. Unconstitutional Supreme Court rulings, clear violations of the First Amendment rights of individuals and organizations, the complete abdication of responsibility of our elected leaders at the local, state, and federal levels. I think that about sums the kind of year it has been, the last couple of years, as a matter of fact. And I've painted a sufficiently bleak picture of the year just past. That's why I'm so optimistic about the future. You heard me right, my friend. Our founders and their family surely had experienced years like the one we just had. They had suffered under tyrannical monarchs. They had their worldly possessions taxed to the point of confiscation. Yet they held tight to the promise of a better tomorrow. And so must we. And so we will. There is so much to do that we can do. I'm reminded of what the military officer who found himself and his troops surrounded was heard to have said. We've got them right where we want them. We can fire in any direction and hit one. Well, in any case, the sentiment is very apropos. We've great opportunities coming that will offer us the chance to make a difference, to right the right, if you will, in our country, in our state, and right down to our neighborhoods. In order to maximize those opportunities, it will take a renewed effort on each of our parts. We can only succeed when we all move in the same direction. We don't all need to be on the same street, but we do need to be moving in the same direction. In fact, we plan to attack our problems from several directions. We'll have opportunities to teach, opportunities to train, and remember our mission statement of the Conservative Talk Network. We, the members of the Conservative Talk Network, pursue righting the right with a purpose to reawaken, to revive, to reclaim, and to restore our original constitutional conservative founding fathers' principles and practices. And we believe in our God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as described in the Declaration of Independence. We believe in the sanctity of human life, traditional marriage, and the autonomy of the family unit. We believe in capitalism and free enterprise. We believe in the sacred sovereignty of the states, in limited government, in fiscal responsibility by reining in out-of-control spending of Congress. We believe in preserving and defending the U.S. Constitution. the independence and freedom of the individual as outlined in the Bill of Rights. We believe in the support of our troops dedicated to provide a strong and national defense, and the support of constitutional conservatives who vow to work peaceably through words and deeds to reverse the encroachment on our freedoms by unbridled politicians. Yes, we will shine forth as a beacon, a lighthouse that reflects the love of our country and our country's God by supporting such people who align themselves with this mission. And we finally purpose to bring glory to God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ the Righteous, by following His leading through His divine providence, His manifest will, and His godly blessing. My friend, we will succeed. We must succeed. Our nation, our children are counting on us. We will not compromise our principles and our values. They are the very principles and values that made us the greatest nation in history. That kind of sums up righting the right, bringing our country back to the right of center. And now, as I always start off, as a former pastor, a look at the book, meaning the Word of God. And hat tip to Os Hillman, Waiting on God. Think about it. Isaiah 30:18 says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show your compassion, to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for Him." My friend, have you ever noticed that God is not in a hurry? It took 40 years for Moses to receive his commission to lead the people out of Egypt. It took 17 years of preparation before Joseph was delivered from slavery and imprisonment. It took 20 years before Jacob was released from Laban's control. Abraham and Sarah were in their old age when they finally received the son of promise, Isaac. So why isn't God in a hurry? Well, God called each of these servants to accomplish a certain task in His kingdom, yet He was in no hurry to bring their mission into fulfillment. First, He accomplished what He wanted in them. We're often more focused on outcome, aren't we, than the promise and the process that He is accomplishing in our lives each day. When we experience His presence daily, one day we wake up and realize that God has done something special in and through our lives. However, the accomplishment is no longer what excites us. Instead, what excites us is knowing Him, knowing God. Through those times, we become more acquainted with His love, His grace, and His power in our lives. When this happens, we are no longer focused on the outcome, because the outcome is a result of our walk with Him. It is the goal of our walk, but the byproduct. It is not the goal of our walk to get accomplishment, but the byproduct of our relationship with Him. Hence, when Joseph came to power in Egypt, he probably couldn't have cared less. He had come to a place of complete surrender so that he was not anxious about tomorrow or his circumstances. This is the lesson for us, my friend. We must wait for God's timing and embrace wherever we are in the process. When we find contentment in that place, we begin to experience God in ways we never thought possible. Well, that's a look at the book this morning, and I have a good friend who is on with us, and I'll introduce to you. He is a man who has been reclaiming America for Christ for a number of years, and he and I worked in the Boston market. He continues on in that Boston market, a place where we started, where the Tea Party and the stories of that. A place where we all began in our country in the northeastern United States with the specific colonies that were there. A place that we need to reclaim because it has gone very liberal and progressive. My friend is Dan Zimmerle. Dan, welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right.
Thank you, Glenn.
We are appreciative of you. I want you to share what you started with the Boston market a little while ago, and then we'll work our way into reclaiming America for Christ.
Okay. I want to back it up and just in comment to what you said, and I so agree with everything you're saying. I mean, so agree. And by the way, congratulations. I just am excited for you and what's happening.
Thank you.
I couldn't ask a better guy. I spent time with you. We've ministered together, so, you know, for the folks out there listening, this guy is the real deal. I just tell you, he's not a charlatan, not doing it for forgetting, and he's doing it because he loves this country. But you were mentioning some names, and you had made the statement that you're optimistic, and so am I. Folks, listen, it couldn't have gotten darker than it was in Egypt when God sent Moses.
Right.
It could not have been darker than it was when Joseph was in the, you know, to 3 years in the midst of a dungeon. It could not have gotten darker. It couldn't have been darker than it was when Haman was fixing to destroy all the Jews in the book of Esther. It could not have gotten darker for Daniel when he was placed into a lion's den, or for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were being carried to a fiery furnace. It could not have been darker when Paul found himself in prison. But I want to tell you, folks, it could have been darker than when Jesus was on the in the ground. But God showed up, and he showed up big. And no matter how dark it is in our society today, Jesus can show up big.
And he will be back to Dan Simperly right after this.
Ooh, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. Go to our website after the show is over. You can download our podcast for hours 1, 2, and 3. That's RightingTheRight.com. Bringing our country back to the right of center. Righting that ship of liberty. And we are doing that here. Spelled R-I-G-H-T both times, I always say, so people understand we are doing something the right way, and we're righting it on our show. And we have with us a special guest and a good friend of mine, Dan Simperly, who has a heart for God and a heart for our country. He loves it. And Dan, as we continue to tell your story a little bit, tell us how you came to work with the Boston Market.
Well, our desire, just like yours, Glenn, is to see a true awakening come to America. I mean, you know, there would be no better way to put it than that. And as we, you know, it started with writing a book called Unfit to Rule, which was from the Declaration of Independence, and it basically compares the rule of Barack Hussein Obama to the rule of King George III. It's very stunning. But from that, after the election, people began to call us up all across America and said, what do we do? What do we do? And we said, well, we do the same thing we would have done the other way. We're going to have a revival. We've got to have an awakening in this country as of days of old when times were dark and God stepped in. And that actually, we felt the leadership of the Lord to go to where it all started.
Yes.
And so we ended up in Plymouth, Massachusetts, where we held a conference called Great Awakening 4. And out of that conference, we were approached by Salem Communications, WROL, out of Boston. And they said, we've been praying for revival and in the Boston market and in the surrounding regions. And we believe that God has sent you guys. Would you consider coming on the radio here? And literally, we have 11 hours of airtime in Boston for one purpose, and that is to put forth a message that will bring revival to the Boston market. So that's basically how we got there.
And it's amazing how that particular station with the Salem Communications Network felt the same burden you had. God was working in their hearts at the same time working with your hearts, and the coalition came about where you are able to have Monday through Friday the opportunity to have 11 hours of radio to talk to the Christians and the churches and the people of Boston and the surrounding suburbs about awakening. And you found, as we both visited there together and talked with them and talked with them about revival, you were beginning to see some of that from different churches, but the churches weren't recognizing or communicating to one another. And I believe now you're the link for all of them, and I appreciate that so much.
Well, blessings to you for that. And, you know, and that is not just the case in Boston. You know, one of the things that's interesting about Boston, as dark as that market is, Glenn, when we went up there, and you experienced this when you went up there with us, it's pastor after pastor after pastor that says the same thing. They all say, we have been praying for revival, and we believe that God has told us that revival is coming. So that is stunning. But the problem all across America, it's not just Boston, it's everywhere. It was actually the hindrance to the first, second, and third Great Awakening, is the fact that the church, and I'm talking about, you know, the church overall, the church will not unite. And the church seems too content to participate in its own alcove and to understand that the liberties that they have to preach the gospel are fast being removed. If the Church of Jesus Christ across America does not come together, we will lose our liberties. Our hope is in the church, and specifically in the pastorate. And, you know, and the sad thing is right now, probably the greatest problem that we face is the silence of the church and the silence of the pastors. So, you know, we have been used to make a difference in Boston, yes.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in the Revolutionary period, also, when revival came in the 1720s, the 1740s, and thereafter, it was the established church that was not following through with that, and not following through with the patriotic liberty that the revolutionaries, like George Washington and others, were trying to purport. And finally, the churches got on board, and when they did, those Black Robe Regiment guys, they wore black robes in that time, and they were from the pulpit preaching to George Washington about the values, the morals, the Christian foundation, the biblical worldview, and they saw the difference between the tyranny of King George and the freedoms that they wanted to have deep down in their hearts. And so finally, the Black Robe Regiment and the churches revived, and Washington used them as chaplains in every regiment that he had. And they even fought as a group called the Black Robe Regiment in that process. So this has been an exciting time. We're resurrecting it here as a member of the 21st Century Black Robe Regiment. Dan, I am avid in promoting the same thing you are, revival. And the Christians and the church and the pastors, the heads and the leaders of these churches have to come to that point of saying it's got to be led by us, and we've got to lead out strongly with the convictions that we have in our biblical foundation. Well, you have joined the Campaign for Liberty with a group called Reclaiming America for Christ. Tell us how that came about, and tell us a little bit about them.
Well, again, in seeking revival, you know, it's we're definitely seeing the hand of God, no question about that, in the Boston community. But you know, if you're gonna let's say ignite a fire, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, if you're gonna be part of the fire, number one, the fire has to burn in your chest, and it does. It burns in my heart. But number two, you'll find that a log burning by itself will never burn itself. In fact, it'll go out. It takes at least two logs for a fire to continue, but it takes three for the heat and the light to really begin to resonate. But, you know, so I began to seek out people that were getting it done. Nothing against the Tea Party. I love the Tea Party or anything, but most of the time, Tea Party meetings tend to be just, they tend to be, you know, where you go get worked up and you get all fired up, and at the end of the day, you know, you're worked up and you're fired up, but there's not a lot of what do we do now. Well, I looked for a group that was getting it done, and that led me to Reclaiming America for Christ with Paul Blair, Dan Fisher up in Oklahoma. It was started by D. James Kennedy. Paul Blair, when D. James Kennedy died, took the mantle, and Paul Blair began to reclaim Oklahoma for Christ. And specifically, that's really what it's about. It is about reclaiming individual communities for Jesus Christ. It's not about reclaiming the whole thing. It's about reclaiming the communities and reclaiming the states, because we're not going to take back America, not overnight. It's going to take a long time. We didn't lose it overnight. We're not going to get it back overnight. But what we can do is we can reclaim our communities. We can reclaim our school boards. We can reclaim our counties. We can reclaim our districts. We can reclaim our state. And the thing is, again, we must do that through the pulpit. The pulpit has a mighty opportunity, but the pulpit has to engage. Not to speak is to speak. To be silent is the loudest voice in America today. And from the standpoint of our civic liberties and our political leanings, and none of these things are political, folks. Marriage is not political. Life is not political. All these things that somehow the government has convinced you is political, those are not political. They are spiritual. And somewhere along the line, the Church of Jesus Christ has to say, you know, we have the mandate from God to involve ourselves in the spiritual conversation. And we're not. So anyway, that's really how I got involved with Reclaiming America for Christ.
Well, they're definitely seeing some of the very valuable things happening. They are doing grassroots work, and you just can't be inspired. You've got to put that to use. And certainly that's what we're doing. We are putting it to use here with Reclaiming America. And Dan, God bless you and continue in your ministry. And we will be working together apart from us from Tennessee to Florida here and to Texas and all over the country. We'll be back. Thank you so much. Keep writing.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA-AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous.
That's right. We're made to be courageous, and our country has established itself that way in 1700s. And now in the 21st century, we seek to be courageous as well. Well, folks, we just heard from a courageous gentleman, Dan Zimmerle. He is reclaiming America for Christ. You can learn more about that organization by going to the website, Reclaim America for Christ. You could also use the letter RC for the number 4C.org. RC the number 4C.org. And, join them in the campaign for liberty. You know, they have had conferences throughout the country, and people have said such things like this: "We have hope again," spoken by one of the attendees. "This was the best reclaiming conference yet." And so, folks, you can learn much more about them. Join the campaign for liberty. Join Dan Zimmerle, and we appreciate his work in righting the right in the past and in the future as well. Well, folks, as we continue on righting the right, this from Molly, Granny Gorillas, hat tip to her. Her daily rant includes this: bad news about ISIS. That's the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. That's what it stands for. Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They are terrorists. As a matter of fact, Obama, during Syria's rebellion, Obama and his minions supported these ISIS rebels. Did you know that? And now we're bombing them? Does Obama have any kind of concept of foreign policy and foreign relations? We should have never supported them in Syria as the rebels in the first place. They are terrorists, and they boast about planting their flag at our White House, which no doubt is part of their long-term plan. By the way, if you have and like to chime in on what I'm saying, please call in at 800-313-9443. Join me on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, with your opinion as well. I will give my Christian perspective of each of the articles that we share and each of the thoughts that people talk about on the show, and I will label it under the words R-I-G-H-T. I'll either talk about a comment at the end of each one under R for Reformation, I for Integrity, or G for Godliness, or H for Honor, or T for Truth, or the opposites of those if they are part of the stories that I share. Well, in the meantime, concerning ISIS, Obama sends bombers to attack a convoy here, a missile site there, here a terrorist, there a terrorist, everywhere miles of desert overrun by maniacal terrorists. Ole Obama can only play itsy-bitsy defense to avoid bad press while he's on vacation. E-I-E-I-O, that's not going to stop ISIS. Not even one beheading. Not one little bit. Playing defense doesn't turn the tide of aggression. Never has. Never will. But it might help save the lives of 50,000 refugees in Iraq. And then again, it might not be enough. What Obama really, truly wants to save are good news headlines lavished on him, the narcissist, the socialist, by his media lapdogs, and by his liberal hem kissers. E-I-E-I-O, how he craves accolades to reverse his popularity, which plummets to new lows. You know, instead of speaking and acting like a true leader, President Wimp sticks to his teleprompter speeches and reveals his true self. He is clueless. His true self. He is indecisive. His true self. He's peevish that all this genocide and slaughter stuff is gonna interfere with his golf date. 187 rounds of golf. That's, as you would imagine, a half a day. So he has spent in 5.5 years something like 90 days in golfing. Unbelievable, my friend. E-I-E-I-O, and that spells D-A-N-G-E-R. Danger for America. ISIS, Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. It's not new, part of Hamas. And you know what they've been doing? They've been slaughtering the enemy, the Kurds, or anybody like the Christians who do not renounce Christianity and who don't succumb to Muslim, Islam. And they will behead children. They will shoot and line them up in a row so they could save bullets and shoot them and kill them. Sometimes they're buried alive. Do you hear that? Do you hear that about what's happening there? It's deplorable. Let's move on. I wanted to talk about Jeanine Pirro. She is a host of the Fox News show Justice with Judge Jeanine. And she's warning President Obama the Islamic jihadists killing and threatening Christians and other religious minorities in the Middle East are gunning for the U.S. They are coming for us, she said on her program. They as much as told us that in 2009. She said the message was delivered by the leader of the Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who is and who was held as a civilian internee by the U.S. in Iraq for most of 2004 and then released. In his parting message to his captors, he vowed, "We'll see you in New York." The ragtag team of 800 terrorists, Pirro said, now has grown to more than 10,000 and is without a doubt the most well-funded extremist organization in the world. Why should he care? She asked. It's because Baghdadi already has announced he is watching the U.S. Last week, for example, a spokesman for the Islamic State, formerly known as ISIS, declared the group's plans to humiliate America and its attacks and raise the flag of Allah in the White House. Obama is too inexperienced. He's too disengaged. He's too out of touch to protect us, she said. Even while Obama was stating publicly that his team had been watching the terror development, his foreign policy remains feckless, she mentions. Mr. President, your track record doesn't exactly put the fear of God at any of those terrorists, Hero said. Hero said Obama had been wrong on ethnic cleansing in Iraq, wrong about pulling out troops, wrong about Al-Qaeda being in decline, wrong about Syria, and wrong to leave the Iraqi military U.S. weapons. Your team has been watching them, she said. I watched them, too, on television. You didn't try to help the Christians. Their towns are devoid of their original Christian inhabitants. She added that the world now sees the consequences of an America with an inexperienced, disengaged president. Her recommendation to Obama, which she first stated weeks ago, you know what it was? Bomb the terrorists. WorldNet Daily reported last week that Canon Andrew White, vicar of Baghdad, said hell has broken out in Baghdad. White was pleading for prayer, pleading for support as Islamic State attempts to eliminate religious minorities, including Christians, in Iraq. The Islamic State, he pointed out, has declared it can do anything now. The world is just looking at Gaza. In reality, that is true, White said. According to Anglican News, Islamic State chased tens of thousands of members of the Yazidi religious sect in northern Iraq from their homes into the mountains, threatening to kill them if they come down. And Obama authorized targeted military action to protect U.S. interests and for humanitarian help. Iraq seems like old news, doesn't it? Yet things just get worse and worse here. It is as if hell has broken out here and nobody cares. That is apart from you, our supporters, who never leave us and keep supporting us in every way. And to you, I simply say to you, thank you, White commented. The atrocities allegedly committed by Islamic State continue to stun the world. The Gateway Pundit blog reported a Chaldean American businessman, Mark Arabo, described it as evil not seen for generations. Now get this as I conclude. There is a park in Mosul where ISIS, they actually beheaded children, put their heads on a stick and have them in the park. And he said more children are getting beheaded, mothers are getting raped and killed, and fathers are being hung. That's what's happening. That's what we're allowing to happen. You agree with me? This, looking at this, from a Christian perspective, I'm going to take the word reformation. We need a reformation of our country's political foreign policy. We need not only a reformation for our Christians, but we also need a reformation for our political policy. And we're going to continue on the Glenn Pav Show right on the Public Broadcasting Network with more Christian perspective on the news that you hear. Stay with me.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. I'm heard on the TAN Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN, Tampa Bay, and its affiliates. I've coined the phrase, Righting the Right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum, the very place our founding fathers lived. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for Reformation. The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century began as a movement of individuals, both laymen and clergy, whose faith and witness inspired thousands to restore sound biblical Christianity to the people of all nations based upon the truth of the gospel according to God's holy word. Today, the gift of this godly heritage is being challenged by many factors and may not survive intact beyond this generation. Today, we need a spiritual revival of the soul and a political reformation of the mind. I'm Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network. With Reformation, let's keep righting the right.
I was recently told that if people truly believe in what they are doing, they would not hesitate to ask for help, and I truly concur. United We Stand was the motto of the 13 colonies. It must be ours today, my friend. We must become a church united to see the restoration of America, to once again be a shining city on a hill, a beacon to guide the world. We must believe the impossible and embrace to challenge. What if David had cowered when Goliath challenged? What if Esther had refused her destiny? What if Samson had believed his indiscretions could halt the mighty power of God? What if Ronald Reagan had listened to his advisors and not uttered those now famous words, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down these walls"? What happens if we refuse our moment to win? Patrick Henry cried out to his fellows with these now famous words, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Like Patrick, it is time for us to become the patriots God has ordained us to be. The days of sitting on the sidelines waiting for others to stand have passed. It's our time, our calling, our glorious blessing to be chosen for such a time as this. We must unite to take back our nation. We must begin the quest of reclaiming our nation. If Satan can usurp what isn't his, then we can, as God's army, take back what God has given. Pastors, you have the opportunity to be the black robe regiment of our day. Lead your flocks instead of sending your flocks. Embrace the moment. If you, the Christians of America, called by God, desire to be part of this effort to reclaim our heritage, contact us at the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, and let us know you desire to be a part of this united effort. We will begin the process of connecting the dots. With the aid of divine providence, we will prevail. Stand with the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, in prayer, in participation, in sponsorship, in monetary help and encouragement. Your generosity has paved the way to this point. Please help us again. Any gift would be welcomed. Prayers and encouragement will be a blessing. I believe in this mission, and I hope you will partner with us in reclaiming America. God bless you, and thank you for all you have done and what you will do in the future. For more, go to writingtheright.com. That's R-I-G-H-T, writingtheright.com. Thank you.
My life verse is 1 Timothy 1:5. The goal of our instruction is love out of a...
Hi, this is Mark Meckler, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Our country's broken. It seems like government spends most of its time inventing ways to make our lives harder. It's so frustrating that sometimes some of us feel like giving up. But the founders never intended for us to surrender our rights to a faraway government in D.C. They knew, and we still know, that the best decisions are made close to home, not by D.C. bureaucrats. So what's the answer? It's self-governance. Who decides? We the people should decide. If you think...
And welcome back to the first hour of the Glenn Pav Show. As we continue on, we talked about the foreign issue in Iraq and the very crucial and critical time of what ISIS is doing. And we have a caller calling. And that is from New York. Michael, welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right.
Oh, good morning, Glenn. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, Glenn, I have to respond to this position because I'm as a patriot and a Christian, and I agree 100% with the founding fathers and their position of establishing this country as a constitutional republic and acknowledging Jesus as their only king. And George Washington admonished us and warned us not to get involved in foreign affairs. Be friends with anybody you can. Do not get involved with foreign political intrigues. And here we are. You know, in the Middle East and Iraq, it was G.W. Bush that got us into that mess. And we, as Christian countries, murdered how many Iraqis under the G.W. Bush regime? And it wasn't even, under Hussein, it wasn't even half as bad as it was after we were done with Bush, what they did to it. And now it's even way worse under Obama. And our country is being used by foreigners to constantly do dirty work for this global elitist system, the United Nations, and they're using our men, our our treasure, our financing, to advance their agenda while they don't even break a sweat or anything. And all of this activity in these foreign countries, like in the Middle East, is all a setup for us. We are spread out around the globe as a military. Why isn't our military at home? If terrorism is for real, why is not our military at home shutting those borders down, making sure that nobody's crossing over with a suitcase nuke bomb? Mm-hmm. And so we, our government is full of hypocrites, and our country is full of hypocrites. And as a Christian, I am totally disgusted, and I know the good Lord, is our job as Americans is to stay home, stay strong, stay healthy, be friends to whoever we can, but mind our own business like the Founding Fathers warned us. Don't get involved with all this foreign stuff. We have been in constant foreign war since the early 1900s, World War I. It hasn't stopped. After World War II, the Korean War, then the Vietnam War, all supposedly to stop communism. And then these traders and foreign agents in our country have then built up Red China and financed Russia the whole time while demolishing our stature as a mighty superpower. And so now we're being set up to be rolled over as we built up another enemy, just like these same entities have built up the Bolsheviks that have been our perpetual enemy all throughout the 1900s, and the fascists in Germany. And so
you make some excellent points, and I appreciate your Christian convictions that you have along the way. Some of the things that America, from the very beginning of our history, had defended was people who wanted freedom in their world. They wanted a democracy, and we defended them in the past. Not to say that we can do it with everybody, and now that Obama is diminishing our military might and our Navy and so forth, it is becoming less and less possible to win these wars. You and I know, Michael, that these are political more than they are military regimes that we're trying to overcome in this way. Obama is only there for political reasons, unfortunately. That's how Vietnam ended, in a political strategy rather than winning the war. That's how World War II in the Pacific with MacArthur, he could have won it in earlier and so forth. These situations that have occurred, yes, we want to defend those people who are looking for that, but we definitely have to pull back at this point. I agree with you, and say, who can we help, and who are our real allies? And the reason why we're not defending the border we talked about it yesterday on the show, Michael, and that was because Obama doesn't want to. He wants the people coming over and eventually becoming citizens and becoming legalized and under the democratic regime to win for every election thereafter. That's his goal. It has nothing to do with defending us as Americans. And that's why we have got to have plans of action in place about this. We tell the truth on the show. We see how inconsistent and hypocritical that Obama is when he defends the ISIS rebels in Syria, and then goes ahead and bombs them only because he is being pressured to do this. He has no convictions whatsoever. And I'm not saying the Republicans have any greater convictions. They're not helping us on the southern border by having a unified, large immigration reform and a comprehensive one, because that doesn't work. It never has in the past. Michael, thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger on the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right. We appreciate that. And folks,
may I make just a few more quick comments?
Real quick.
All right, thank you, sir. Yes, absolutely. You know, the Congress and Senate are entirely complicit with Obama on this open borders. They could nail this guy on impeachment on this one alone for high treason. They're all complicit in that. And last, I would just like to say that in a Christian country, we can't even say Merry Christmas or Jesus the Christ anymore anywhere, but they got the menorah and they got Muslim holidays, so the enemy is here. And it comes out of Hollywood, corrupting our culture with all that crap and filth, promoting all this anti-God activity like homosexuality, which G.W. Bush and Obama are. And so we got a clean house here, sir. This is where the enemy is nesting. And thank you, sir.
That's right. Very much. Well said, Michael. We appreciate your heart, your passion. And I know, folks, you good listeners that are listening on the Glenn Pfaff Show all over the nation right now, you will say amen to many of those things that I've said or that he has said. And it's because you know it is the truth that we're talking about. There are ways of working, but we cannot be on all fronts all the time. Our front is our backyard, our front yard right now. We are finding Sharia law in the process here in the United States that is threatening our own rule of law, the Constitution. And they're already making headway, the Muslim Arab Sharia law in Europe right now, and overrunning those countries there who are coming down in their freedoms. United States is the last stand, folks. Remember the Alamo? You remember that story? We did lose that battle, but I'll tell you this. We're not going to lose this battle. We, the Tea Party, or the conservative constitutionalists, or the Michaels from New York, or the Glenn Pavs here, located here in Florida, we are not going to lose. That's why we're on the air. That's why. First of all, I want to tell you, and I'm sure Michael will agree, I love my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which started this nation and blessed this nation for their faithfulness to him and faithfulness to the Word of God and the transformation of the Bible in the hearts and minds of people in the early establishment of our country, from the Pilgrims to our patriots in the Revolutionary War. I love my Lord. Second, I love my lady, my wife of 38 years, and I appreciate her and what she does and how she has been a 25-year homeschooler and raised four boys with me, and now they're in their 20s and 30s. I love also my land, America. Now, did I mention politics? Did I mention a specific party? Absolutely not, because it's about the principles from the Lord and the practice of the family in my home and the America that we once had. That's why we want to remake America. That's why we have to do it here and concentrate on that here. If you have comments, you can join us on the Glenn Pfaff Show. It's an 800 number, 800-313-9443. And we appreciate all of you who are listening now. And for those of you who have a heart for not only expressing yourself and your frustrations and your passion, but doing something about it. Our goal here on this show is to inform you, is to instruct you, and then inspire you to action. And as a Christian, even more so, this is the responsibility to love the Lord your God and love your lady and your lads and your children, and then love your America. We can do it. We will do it. We will not be denied. I want to thank you for joining me in this first hour. We're going to be back in the second hour with a healthcare solution, not Obamacare, by the way, on the Glenn Pfaff Show, Righting the Right. And then tomorrow, we're going to be having Law and Justice author and co-host Dennis Schulke join us, Attorneys Above the Law. We'll talk about the judiciary and the corruption there. On politics later on in the week, author Anthony Ford on the state of our country, our church, our economy, and the world. And then on the military, film producer Greg Robbins, When Heaven and Hell Collide, with Jim Peters, Wounded Warriors Ministry. Well, if you can't join me the second hour, on behalf of our experts,